This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Without significant changes, Boston Public Schools could face an annual budget gap of $20 to $25 million. That's according to a new long-term financial report out today that has 10 big ideas to close that gap, and among some of them, possible school closures and changes to teacher salaries. Assistant to the superintendent, Erica Giampetro, says there will be some hard decisions to make.
We find ourselves right now in what seems like a contradiction. As a district, we spend a good amount per student at about $20,000 per student. And at the same time, we're making what feel like really difficult budget trade-offs each year.
Well, joining us now with more is Tanya Mosley, senior education reporter for WBUR's Edify. Tanya, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, start us off with some background here. What are the issues facing Boston Public Schools right now, the particular problems that prompted this report?
So according to the financial office, there are five key areas of focus that they say cost BPS the most money. Number one is transportation. Number two is facilities, buildings that house a small student population. Salaries and benefits. BPS says it pays employees 20% more than surrounding districts. Special education and English language learners. And the lack of adequate state and federal funding, which the district says has been stagnant.
Okay, so why then, though? I mean, some of these problems are longer term. Why are they releasing this report now?
Okay, that's such a great question. I asked Chief Financial Officer Eleanor Lawrence this yesterday when we talked about this upcoming plan that was released today. And she says the district wants to get feedback from as many community members as possible on the ideas they've come up with before presenting it to the school committee in February. But she also acknowledges the timing. The plan, as you know, is being presented 2 weeks before the November vote on question two to lift the cap, and the district will soon release its long-awaited facilities plan, which many expect to be a recommendation to close many old BPS buildings with smaller school populations. This report, she says, is a way to have everyone informed on the financial burden of both facilities and charter school reimbursements for the district.
Okay, so this is another way of BPS saying right now that they believe charter schools will exacerbate the problems that they're laying out here?
They've said that for months and months. So they released back in September their impact on charter schools if lift the cap was to be implemented after January. So they've already said that there will be a huge burden to the district if the charter school cap is lifted.
Okay, so some politics, you know, weaving its way into this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about what the report then identifies. You named those several areas here, transportation and building use as the two biggest costs. So start with transportation. 11% of the district's budget. Why is that particularly an issue, and what are they looking to do to address it?
Yeah, so as you know, the district is a school's choice district. So essentially, that means parents and students can apply to schools anywhere in the city, and the district has a commitment to transporting these students. Last year for BPS students, the eligibility changed to home-based assignments, but that still does not have an effect on those. They still have to transport students who are grandfathered in. So essentially what they're saying is they are proposing adopting the state-mandated transportation distance of 2 miles or more. Currently, what's happening is BPS provides transportation for kindergarten through sixth graders who live more than a mile away from school, and any sixth grader who lives more than a mile and a half. So they're saying that mile to mile and a half difference really has an effect on their costs, essentially.
I see.
And also because they're transporting a small number of students to many small schools throughout the city. So it's interconnected to that facilities and building issue that we're about to talk about.
Okay, so tell us more then. What did the plan say about building use?
So the financial office says there are many what they call underutilized schools in Boston, or small schools, and this plan proposes cutting the number of small schools. Now, they don't use the language consolidate, but Eleanor Lawrence made the point to say that they are not suggesting closings, but the report clearly says adjustments to the number of locations for certain programs and reconfiguring many of the student assignments and enrollment projections. And she said that this is tightly aligned with this facilities plan that we will hear about and will read about in the weeks to come. We're supposed to find out exactly what they found in their research about the feasibility of many of these old buildings and these underutilized buildings with low student populations.
So just to reiterate, in this financial plan released today, no actual naming of which schools they would consider closing, just that they do need to size down somewhat.
Absolutely. That's okay. The recommendation is they need to find a way to size down and potentially consolidate, but they aren't recommending that specific schools be closed.
Okay. So what about then this issue of salaries and benefits? I'm seeing that the report says some 56% of the district's budget goes towards those two things, and that teachers in Boston Public Schools, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, earn on average some $16,000, if not more, than districts surrounding the city. So is this a way of the district saying cuts, maybe?
This is a hot one, right? Because we're talking about teacher salaries and livelihoods. And so they're really careful on this one. But they say, according to their research report, teachers in Boston are paid an average of $91,000 a year. And yet Boston has shorter school days than other districts. And the district says the school days are much, they have less school days on average in a year. So what the report is asking is for an assessment of how to maximize teaching talent while somehow cutting this costs. Hmm. You know, the Boston Teachers Union is currently under contract negotiations with BPS right now. They're still in negotiations. So this is all of the talk that they're having as well, that we're not hearing about, but they're talking about ways to deal with this issue.
Okay. Wow. So just for one second, just to circle back to really the hot button issue that everyone around the state's thinking about right now. You mentioned it earlier about question two and the question to lift the cap on charter schools in the state. Again, just to be clear, BPS has a very strong position that it says it's opposed to question two. Was there anything in the financial report that that called for any particular solutions? I mean, because you mentioned how the reimbursements from the state haven't been coming through according to BPS's liking. Anything further on that?
Well, the language has been very strong from the start. They say that the impact is very strong and that essentially the school finance model, the Massachusetts charter finance model, is broken for Boston, and the state has not fulfilled its obligation to fund charter school reimbursements. And so they say that over the last 3 years, they've lost $48 million. They really push on this. This plan and this, it's not a plan, but it's an idea report. I have to make sure to say that. They're saying that essentially they're laying out very much how much it affects them. Now, their solution is just to advocate for there to be change at the legislative level. That's what they're asking. And so we can go back to what we talked about before on why the timing of this report. Eleanor Lawrence, again, I'm going to read you a quote. She says, "Clearly, the financial impact on traditional school districts is top of mind as people consider the ballot initiative. So if the work that we've done can contribute to the understanding of BPS's fiscal environment, that is a positive." They're really trying to, in many ways, have the public be informed, but also make informed decisions based on how much charter schools impact the district currently. And they're saying they have no idea what will happen in the future, but they know that they will be harmfully impacted if lift the cap is voted.
And to be fair, as you and I both know, there are obviously many families and parents in the district who feel differently and, you know, want their kids to get into charter schools.
Absolutely.
As well. So just to reiterate, we're talking about the view from Boston Public Schools here. Well, Tanya Mosley is a senior education reporter for WBUR's Edify. You can read her full reporting on the Boston Public Schools 10 Big Ideas financial report that we just talked about. A link to Tanya's reporting is at radioboston.org. Tanya, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.